Welcome to Lead Magnet Magic, a show where I help digital entrepreneurs like you turn your big ideas into actionable strategies for growth. I'm Katie Dunn, the CRM Fairy, here to guide you through the enchanting world of lead magnets, email marketing, and list building strategies that truly work. Whether you're creating your first freebie or refining your funnel, this is your go-to space for practical tips and a sprinkle of magic to help your business thrive. Ready to create some lead magnet magic? Let's dive in. Lead magnets aren't just a set it and forget it strategy anymore, where you can just post one and then your list will grow and grow due to like word of mouth and all that stuff. The digital landscape is constantly changing, so what worked last year is not as effective now. So today we're diving into lead magnet trends for 2025 that you need to know. Staying up with trends helps you stay relevant, it attracts quality leads, and it positions you as a forward-thinking entrepreneur. So, what's new for 2025 in terms of lead magnets? Here are the top trends that I'm seeing. Trend number one is interactive content. So, while they're helpful additions to a more robust lead magnet, PDF checklists are no longer sufficing by themselves as a freebie. So, in 2025, audiences want more engaging, personalized experiences. Think quizzes, calculators, assessments, that sort of thing. These interactive formats don't just capture attention, they also give valuable insights about your audience. So for example, a quiz like What's Your Marketing Superpower can help segment your leads by the interest that they have, which can help with your overall marketing. These types of interactive content can also be like a guided challenge hosted by you to your audience. And if you want to know how to create a challenge that converts, stick around till the end of the episode. Trend number two is AI-enhanced lead magnets. So artificial intelligence is making its way into everything, and lead magnets are no exception. So imagine offering a lead magnet that generates a personalized recommendation, like a report tailored to someone's business goals. Tools like ChatGPT can help you create these experiences easily and quickly, which is the most important part. So if you go to ChatGPT, you can let it know who you are and who you help, and then ask it for a few ideas that will start your client's journey and lead them to your service or offer, which is the end of their client journey, working with you. All right, and trend number three is micro content offers. So big downloads like 75 page ebooks and things like that can feel very overwhelming, especially if you're busy entrepreneurs or whoever you help, busy moms, busy this or that, right? So the new preference is bite-sized actionable content. Think a 5-minute email template or a 1-page funnel framework, that sort of thing. The key here is instant gratification. Give them something they can use immediately, and they'll be more likely to take the next step with you. Because if you give them a quick win now, what can you give them down the line for actual money if this is your freebie? Trend number four, community-centric lead magnets. So because people are craving connections, especially digital entrepreneurs, where working can be a little bit lonely, if you offer lead magnets that give access to a community, like a private group or a challenge like we talked about before, that's a powerful way to build trust. A lead magnet can be a simple 3 to 7 day challenge where participants join a group, they complete the task, they engage with each other, they get feedback and advice from you and from the rest of the group. So this not only nurtures your leads, but it creates ambassadors for your brand. So again, giving somebody a quick win with your freebie will give them more incentive to like talk about how they're getting things done. And so the word of mouth can lead back to you. Trend number five is video and audio lead magnets. So they're continuing to rise in popularity. So again, instead of that traditional PDF, you could offer a mini video series or even short secret podcast episodes. So these formats are more personal and allow your audience to connect with you on a deeper level because they can hear you and or see you. So the big takeaway is that in 2025, it's all about creating experiences. Your lead magnet should stand out, offer immediate value, and start a relationship with your audience. If you're stuck on where to start, take one of these trends and test it out, because this is all about progress, not perfection, and marketing is a total experiment. So focus on one thing, see if it works. Don't give up on it too easily, like I've done in the past. Really stick at it and see if your list is growing with this one thing, and if it's not bringing you joy, and if it's not bringing you clients, then move on to the next thing. Again, it's all an experiment. See what happens, tweak, and redo. So, before we wrap up, I promise to share how you can create a challenge that converts. I do have creation tools that walk you through the exact steps to design, build, and promote interactive lead magnets that turn visitors into buyers. There you can find challenges, you can find quizzes, you can find templates, you can find webinars, any kind of lead magnet that you're looking to make. I might have a creation tool that can help. So you can find the details at thecrmfairy.com/creation-tools. Thank you for joining me on this journey into lead magnet magic. I hope today's episode sparked some enchanting ideas for growing your list and attracting your dream clients. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps other magical entrepreneurs like yourself discover the show. For more list building spells and strategies, head over to thecrmfairy.com to grab my free guide, Funnel Fundamentals, and start creating lead magnets that truly convert. Until next time, stay magical and have a productive day.